Welcome back in, everyone, to a fantastic new Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We have a great, great show to be sharing with you today. It's coming up quick, but I promise you're going to want to hear all about it, and then you're going to want to get your tickets and see it. And joining us to talk about their show is the creator and performer, Megan Quick. She's stopping by to say hey and tell us more about Antodo 2. It's happening Saturday, August 10th at Caveat, and you can get your tickets and more information by visiting caveat.nyc. This is such a fun cabaret show. You're not going to want to miss it. And without further ado, why don't we just dive right in so we can get into the good stuff. And welcome on our guest, Megan. Megan, welcome in to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Thank you so much for having me, Andrew. I'm really excited to be here.
I'm so excited that you are here. I'm so excited to be talking about this show, which I believe is like a remounting or an encore of it. I mean, this isn't the world premiere. This has already had an audience and it was raved about. So why don't we start by having you tell us a little bit about what Antodo 2 is about?
Sure. Antodo 2 is about the dog who plays Toto in The Wizard of Oz, which is a film I think most Americans obviously know of. And I play Terry Spitz. That's her real name. And that is actually her real name. And basically, she's this dog diva who is just tired of no one knowing her story. And she interrupts a screening of The Wizard of Oz to say, hey, you're watching two stars on that screen. And why don't you take a second to understand, like, how much work went into that role? And then it's about her relationship with Judy Garland, ultimately. Yeah.
I love that. I love that. We love a different perspective, you know, of a classic film. This is wonderful. And why shouldn't Toto get their voice heard, you know?
That's like literally, that could be the tagline. She'd be like, why shouldn't I? And again, she's an old Hollywood diva, but that's kind of the style.
Well, kind of snowballing off of that thought, then I'm curious to know, what was the inspiration to write this show?
I grew up loving Judy Garland. It was a big bonding point for my grandfather and I. And I would watch Easter Parade, Meet Me in St. Louis, The Harvey Girls, Annie. Well, no, she wasn't Annie Get Your Gun. That's another story. But I adored Judy Garland. I wanted to sing like her. I wanted to be her. I still think she's one of the greatest actresses we've ever had. And she really stood out in the golden age. So anyway, that the love of Judy was very old and important to me. And then I was in line for Shakespeare in the Park at like 5 a.m. one morning. And somehow I was chatting with friends and we just started talking about dog actors. And I was like, I bet there's a whole industry around this. I bet it's got its own politics. And so that kind of, the love of Judy, Toto, it all came together. And then I just sort of ran with it.
I love that. Listen, 5 a.m., you'll get the greatest ideas ever. It's all I'm saying.
Oh, I was loopy. And then I was just like, wait a sec. I was like, wait. There's a whole industry here to uncover. Yeah.
Well, as I mentioned in the opening, this is not the world premiere of the show. You've put it up before. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to know, what has it been like developing this current iteration that's coming to Caveat in just over a week?
Yeah, what I love returning to the show. I've been doing about 5 years, and every time I find new things, I update the jokes to make it current. But it's just always fun to revisit it. And the one we're mounting at Caveat is the product of the direction of Alyssa May Gold. She's an actor and a director and a producer in New York City as well. And she, I think, just really created almost a cinematic quality to the whole show, which is great because it's in honor of a film. And it's just, and the biggest thing about Caveat is that I've done it in proscenium arch style theaters before, but I haven't done it in a true cabaret style or where I can really lean into that with people at their tables, with their drinks. And Caveat is opening that up, which I'm very excited about.
That is fantastic. So with this fun show, I mean, let's be real.
And it's fun. Fun
show. You know, is there a message or a thought you hope that audiences are going to take away from it?
Yeah, I mean, we just kind of touched on it about Judy, but I think it's going to sound very corny, but I realized this sort of later as I was making it. And I don't want to get too sad because it is a fun show. My grandfather actually passed away around the time I wrote it. And so I think without realizing it, I was putting a lot of that love in. And, you know, because where does it go when someone you love passes? And then what I realized, and this is a line in the show, it's about how can we love each other just to love each other? How can we learn to do that? How can we show up for each other, not expect anything, just take care of someone because you want to take care of them, feel taken care of because someone wants to take care of you. So that's the core of the show, I would say. And also kind of about exploitation in Hollywood and how it's still a problem. If we want to get a little more not political, but social commentary. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, I love that. That's a wonderful, wonderful message. And
thank
it
you.
Leads to my final question for this first part, which is who are you hoping to have access to and Toto to?
I mean, I kind of made a joke when I sent out, you know, emails about it to the community, but I said pet lovers and if you love Judy Garland. So I think that's a good gateway. But truly, I think Toto can speak to anyone who has felt not good enough. And I hope this show shows you it's okay. You are, I guess that's a little general, but and the theater community at large, I know there's still so many Judy fans. So I hope Judy fans come. I sing parody songs of Judy Garland songs. So you're going to get a trolley song. You're going to get a man that got away and with dog jokes in it. So I hope people who just love Judy Garland are in that room, because I think that will add so much to the show.
Interviews, we love giving our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit better, pick your brains, if you will. And I'm really interested to know who inspires you? What playwrights, composers, or shows have inspired you in the past, or are just some of your favorites?
I the first thing, and this is a little broad, but just indie theater in New York is constantly inspiring. This show started as it, this show taught me it's okay to fail and figure things out. And that's what indie theater is. And sometimes you see the most incredible things and it's, you know, the person up there cares about what they're doing. So that's my first inspiration. And I think Toto has made me part of indie theater worlds and like fringe festival worlds. So I've gotten to, it's so much fun to be around it. Judy Garland is a constant source of inspiration. And I know I've already talked about her a lot. And I mean, is there, if I say a TV show, is that like, okay. And it's all done now, but Jane the Virgin, that show is incredible. And honestly, Grey's Anatomy still, Grey's Anatomy is such great writing. So I think that's what's inspiring me right now. I wish I had a better answer, I guess. Oh, and Jane Austen, she's my favorite author. Story structure, she's perfect at it. I love the West. The West Wing is actually also very inspiring to me as writing goes, playwriting. And Aaron Sorkin started as a playwright. So that's,
yeah.
Oh, the movie Challengers. I'm just saying things that are already super successful, but Challengers really inspired me. I wrote a whole play after seeing it. I was so inspired by that. Yes.
That is a wonderful list of inspiration. So I love it. Now, I know you're really busy getting ready for your show coming up, but have you seen any great theater lately you might be able to recommend to our listeners?
You know, I saw a show last night, and unfortunately, it was at the Tank. So I guess I'm going to do an overall just endorsement of going to the Tank. They make the spaces very accessible for artists. You're going to see people who maybe don't have a lot of funding yet, but have great ideas and great work, and it's also a fun space, like there's a great bar. So I saw a play there called The Man That Knew Too Much, and it was really great. It was sort of clown physical theater. It was one of the most fun experiences I've had in theater in a long time. That is a big one. And then I'm also, it's strange, but I'm really in the comedy world a lot. So just go see comedians. Like, my partner's a stand-up. Seeing great comedians is always really fun. Yeah. I hope that's a good, sorry. I feel like I had more in my head. Oh, also, Frigid Theater has a lot of great stuff. And they have a Shakespeare Festival this month. Yes. And it's pretty fun. And it's really, and they do a pay full price if you can, but they do pay what you can tickets. So if you really can only do $5, go. Because it's so much more important to have people in the room moved by theater. Absolutely. So Frigid, I love Frigid. Yeah.
Yes, and it's a great venue under St. Mark's. We love covering their works. That is a great suggestion.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, what is your favorite part about working in the theater?
At the risk of sounding corny, I have this moment at Frigid that comes to mind when people ask me this. I did Toto at the Frigid's Fringe Festival 2 years ago. And I just remember standing on stage and Paul Pervine, who is the technical director there, was doing light cues. Danny Turner, my producer, was just like communicating. I was on stage being a dog and it was silly, right? And I had this moment where I was like, something I made, something I sat down to write, some dumb idea I had at, you know, sitting in line for the Shakespeare in the Park, because I'm poor and I had to, you know, although actually, I know you have to do that at Shakespeare in the Park anyway, but all that to say, I love that I could make something and then all of a sudden be at the intersection of all these other creative minds and people putting their effort in, putting all the things they love, because no one's really in the theater because they don't love it. They're in there because they love it. And so when it's good, it's the best thing in the world. And that's my favorite thing about it. The collaboration. Absolutely.
I love that answer. I love that answer. And
thank
I want to use it as a jumping off point to my favorite question to ask guests, which is, what is your favorite theater memory?
That's a big one. But the one I've like thought about recently, the first time I did Toto was in Georgia with the Moonlight Theater in Athens, Georgia. And Athens, Georgia is where the band REM, they went to college at the University of Georgia, and that's where they came together. And their first album, I think, Automatic for the People, that was a catchphrase. A restaurant owner in town who would say automatic for the people all the time, that was his phrase. And he came to my play. It was really cold. It was a yoga studio, so it was really cold and everyone had blankets on. They provided the audience that they were cold. And then at the end of the play, he stood up and he applauded me and said automatic for the people. And like, I felt like that was a blessing put on my play. And that's the weirdest intersection of artists, right? Like at REM, my Judy Garland, that's one of my favorite memories. And also his food is amazing. It's really good.
I love that. That is such a fantastic memory and a great plug.
Yeah, I almost want, do you mind if I'm never, I want to make sure, I don't remember the name of the restaurant, but I look it up in Athens. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That is a wonderful memory. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
As we wrap things up, I would love to know, do you have any other projects or productions coming on the pipeline we might be able to plug for you?
This is very short notice and you're not going to get this around in time. I have a play at the Secret Theater right now, a one act, but that is done today. So, and it's been a great experience. So check out the one acts, everybody. And there will be people who have our prize winners and they're going to get an extra show. So keep an eye out for that. But no, just Toto is next and nothing besides that.
That is very, very exciting. I can't wait to see. I'm sure this play you have at the Secret Theater is going to continue on past it, though. So I'm very excited to see where it goes next.
Thank you. I hope so.
But with kind of the irons you have in the fire, it gives us a great reason to keep tabs on you. And that leads to my final question, which is, if our listeners would like more information about Toto 2 or about you, maybe they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do so?
My Instagram is a great place to reach out to me. I always check the messages. And my Instagram, this is silly, but I always forget, is at quick.megan.
Perfect. Well, Megan, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today about this great show. What a perfect Saturday afternoon event. This sounds so wonderful. I can't wait. I can't wait for it. So thank you again for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. And Andrew, do you mind if I add one more thing? Because Toto is part of a festival. Okay. Everyone should check out the So You're Not in Scotland Festival at Caveat as well. There's a lot of good theater there. So everyone should go see those shows.
My guest today has been the amazing creator and performer Megan Quick, whose show and Toto 2, which is part of the So You're Not in Scotland Festival, is happening on Saturday, August 10th at Caveat. You can get your tickets and more information by visiting caveat.nyc. We also have some contact information for our guests, which we'll be posting on our episode description as well as on our social media posts. But head over to caveat.nyc now, get your tickets while you still can. That's all I'm going to say for this wonderful show and Toto 2 happening Saturday, August 10th. And we want to add for our American listeners that Election Day is November 5th. Make sure you are registered to vote, that you have a plan to get out and vote and do your democratic duty. You can find out how and where you can register to vote by visiting vote.gov. The future demands that we fight for it now. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies, and keep talking about the theater.
In a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.